joining me in the studio for the last time. I'm sure you'll be back next week. The weekly news wrap with Murray Olds, the 2SER newsroom director. Murray, can I just say it's been a pleasure working alongside you for these last couple of years. You're an absolute identity and a character of the industry. You've been around for a long, long time. So I'm very fortunate to share your knowledge and expertise with a humble young man each Friday and pretty much every day as
well. Mate, it's been great fun. I think we should all miss you here at 2SER, but you're going on to bigger and better things.
Yeah.
It's okay if you want to ring me up once a week. I would just talk politics and sport and just shoot the breeze.
That'd be nice.
Have a couple of sherbets.
That's nice. I'm going to miss also yelling at you to hurry up and get the studio from the newsroom. So that's probably the favourite part of this.
But Oi, hurry up.
Let's do it. The biggest stories in news. A lot of it's got to do with the election for sure.
Of course, that's right. I mean, look, there's a couple of big stories overnight. The Australian Federal Police have raided the office of Stephen Conroy. He is a hard-hitting Labor senator, front bencher, and they've been looking for leaked documents from the National Broadband Network, NBN. Used to be Malcolm Turnbull's baby when he was a communications minister. Labor howling about this, saying it's outrageous. AFP have gone in there. Labor trying to suggest there's some sort of political fix involved here. The AFP's put out a statement this morning saying absolutely not. It is simply doing its job looking for the sources of leaked material. You've got David Feeney in trouble. David Feeney, apparently his seat in Melbourne, he is under very serious threat from the Greens. So it was a really bad look when this Labor Party head kicker, I mean, he's in the lower house apparently because he's a factional heavy down there. He's licked the right number of envelopes for the right number of years and so he's got a seat. But Mr. Feeney and his wife apparently got a string of investment properties, so many that he overlooked a $2.3 million one.
No big deal.
No big deal. Just forgot about that. How do you forget about a $2.5 million house?
Yeah.
Ask Dirty Dave. Anyway, the Greens candidate was very quick. She went round and knocked on the door of the house. It's rented out. And said, can I put one of my placards up? Of course.
There you go.
So in she went. And so her pictures all over the front yard. Look, health and I suppose for Bill Shorten this week, health has been the big one. He's been banging on about the government has extended the freeze on how much it's prepared to pay GPs for bulk billed visits until 2020. GPs outraged and the cost of their practice is going up. Heating, electricity, water, staff of, you know, wages of the staff. But their payments for bulk billing, the government says, are worth $37. They say, hang on, it's much more like $50 or $57.
Yeah.
It's been frozen there for 3 years. So Bill Shorten promising to end that freeze instantly. He's going to belt the rich. For the Prime Minister, for his point, for his part, he's saying jobs and growth, you can't trust Labor. They will tax and spend, tax and spend, tax and spend money they haven't got. And I don't know about you, I just loved last night. I saw Bill Shorten, the Labor leader, was up near Maitland and he was about to go and
shake some hands.
Shake a few hands in a local shopping centre. His convoy pulled over to the left and was just pulling over when a woman came up behind and she decided she couldn't wait and pulled out the pass and bang,
smash.
There was a head-on smash.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Shorten was out of the car and he was all over this woman in the back seat of the car. He looked like a Labrador on a leg of lamb. She was reeling back in horror as he had his big Shrekky head in the back of the car. He was comforting the woman, comforting the woman. Honest to goodness, I mean, put your tongue back in, Bill. Look at this, it's all got to be on TV tonight.
Was a good look. Was a good look for
terrific. She just said, get out of my face, I vote Liberal.
But of course, you know, and he spent the afternoon with her and the young child involved in the car accident, which I guess is a nice thing. But I suppose the other huge political story this week, a lot of people talking about it, Peter Dutton and his comments about refugees.
Correct.
Illiterate, innumerate, but also taking our jobs at the same time. A lot of people confused and outraged by this.
Well, I don't think confusion and outrage, I mean, certainly outrage. I mean, I just think Dutton is a dope. I think a lot of people think that as well.
Yep.
You need a degree of sensitivity in this portfolio, and he's displayed none. Not a skerrick. Even ScoMo, with Scott Morrison, he's a hard head, but he's got ability. This guy Dutton, you'd send him to the shop for a loaf of bread, he'd come back with milk. Don't you think he's...
Or a potato.
Or a spud. He looks like a spud. And here's the thing, I mean, just very, very poor language, very nasty and divisive description. I mean, and rightly he was condemned across the political spectrum. I mean,
I think when it comes to government, though, being the immigration minister must be the most unpopular portfolio to have. It's very, very hard, especially, and has been for the last 15 years or so. But,
you need a degree of sensitivity.
You do,
and Dutton's displayed none. I mean, all the migrants who, I mean, even Karl Stefanovic, who, you know, sucks up the politicians deluxe. Mm. He said, hang on a second, my mum and dad, my forebears were migrants. Don't ever slap all migrants in such a grotesque and heavy-handed way.
Yeah.
Migrants have come here with a bum out of their pants, and look at the contribution they've made. So for Dutton to say what he did, I know it's in the context of an election campaign, but I think it was a bad look. I mean, the Prime Minister, Julie Bishop, the Foreign Minister, they all went out of their way to try and hose it down. Oh, Peter was just, you know, let's get a reality check, said Julie Bishop.
Yeah.
The reality check is he's a dud minister.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't be in that gig.
All right. Well, there you go. Biggest stories in news. Sport, Murray Olds. Jared Hayne.
Jared Hayne, the Hayne plane.
Everywhere again this week.
Yeah, pulled the pin on the San Francisco 49ers. It came completely out of the blue, I think, for just about everybody here.
Mm.
There's, you know, the unkind suggestion that he was about four or five on the running back roster and likely would not be offered a contract with the 49ers. So if that's the case, why not just say, you know what, I've had a great run, but I've got a new dream to pursue. And he lobs up in London, angling for a spot in the Fiji Sevens rugby union side off to the Olympic Games, and they're going to start favourites. The Fiji rugby Sevens side is just fantastic. I mean, that is just a great story. These blokes from this tiny wee island nation, just built like refrigerators, with the touch of ballerinas, and just beautiful to watch.
Well, I guess that's what's come out of this, is that one of them has to make a way for Jared Hayne.
That's right.
Is that fair?
Fair schmear. I mean, they want to win gold, don't forget, but they can only take 12 athletes to the Olympics in Rio. Is he going to be one of those 12? The coach suggests very strongly not. He's got a terrific side right now. Why does he want to disrupt what is clearly a wonderfully balanced, really tight, super, super together team that's been bashing them all up all around the world for a long, long time? I mean, if Fiji doesn't win a sevens tournament, because they go around the globe now, it's what's happened?
Yeah.
Whoa, what, excuse me, they didn't win.
What's
going
on?
And I'm talking against, you know, New Zealand's got a great side, Australia's got a great side, the South Africans, even the Pommy sides. Fiji is head and shoulders better. So if Hayne does get, and he has got until tonight to be picked for this weekend's London tournament of sevens, I'm not expecting him to make that team, and I'm not expecting him to go to Rio.
All right.
What about coming back here? They've got 3, 4, 5, 6 NRL clubs with
frothing.
The checkbooks out. Oh, absolutely. And wouldn't he, what a comeback he'd make. He's only 28.
Yeah.
And just a great athlete. Who wouldn't like to see Jared? I don't care what club he plays, we just get him back in the rugby league.
All
what
right.
about the Waratahs?
Maybe even. Continue with the union theme. All right, and just quickly, it was big news earlier this week around the Olympics.
Yeah, that's right.
Testing samples from way back, 2002, 2008.
Well, 2008, 2012. These are samples that were taken from athletes who competed in both of those games. And of the 2008 roster, 31 who were planning to go to Rio have tested positive. What they've done is test the samples that were given in 2008. They've used new methods.
Mm.
And here's the thing, Mitch. Think about the athletes who've been caught. These are people who are going to Rio. So you're talking about multiple Olympians, not one-offs. And don't forget, that's pretty fabulous.
Mm.
These are people who have two and three and even more, maybe, Olympic Games. These are elite athletes, the world's cream of the world's athletics.
Mm.
And they're now testing positive, given new methods. What are they going to? So that's 31 at least. They're now about to launch into the London Olympic Games testing. Let's see what they find there. And just speaking of matters English, what about the Leicester City side in Bangkok again this year? King Power, of course, is the sponsor, the owner of Leicester, a duty-free company in Thailand. They are being treated like royalty. The players are there, and what a difference from this time 12 months ago. Three players and the manager sent home for disgraceful sex acts with hookers and the like.
Wow.
So 12 months on, they have arrived there, English Premier League champions. Well done, Leicester.
Kings of the world.
Kings of the world.
There you go. Thanks very much for the last time. Wrapping up the biggest stories in news and sport, Murray Olds.
Good on you, buddy. Cheers.